You're listening to Salon Frequency, a podcast for salon professionals that are revolutionizing the texture of salon culture.
Welcome back to another episode. I am so grateful that you are here. And if it's your first time joining us, I'm also really grateful for your presence. My name is Jocelyn Renee, and you can think of me as your host along this journey. I'm coming to you this week very humble. Girl, my nails is not done. My hair is not curled or laid as I've been having it lately. I have a huge slice, I have a gash actually on my finger from trying to make sweet potatoes. It's just been, it's been a week, and my mind is in December, but we're not even at Thanksgiving yet. It's a lot of cognitive dissonance happening, and I'm coming off the heels of a very successful launch campaign with my hair care line. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity and to see the power of AI with consistency and work together and see what's possible. This year, as I'm sure many of you have also experienced, has been so very difficult from a sales perspective, from a entrepreneurial perspective. Like, there's been so many times I'm like, listen, give me a job, actually. And you see people losing their jobs, or you see business slowing down. You hear the news, you know, I'm constantly seeing these messages that the world is on fire. And it's just like, all right, I'm just gonna go watch TV, read a book, color pictures. With my family and I, from our family meeting this week, our challenge is to pick a goal and track it every day to show our value of discipline. My goal this week, leaning into play, is to color a picture. So girl, I've been out here coloring. So that has been my daily joy. But aside from what all is happening with me, I definitely wanted to make space for this conversation, especially in this season of imagination and legacy. And this is that conversation with my dear friend, retail. Okay, y'all know I love retail. I'm sure you'll hear it in nearly every episode. But retail, to me, is so very important for you and us in this industry. And this episode is going to highlight exactly why it is so important, especially now. Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker, what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it. And honestly, I wasn't that great at it. But I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through two pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So, when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business. retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode. So again, since the world has been, you know, it's life has been lifing, okay? I recently was, well, I have been working on my emails, email flows and email marketing, because the way my AI agents have been getting me together, Miss Devin is snatching all my edges, okay? But I was working on my flows, my email flows, and I was listening to a podcast, the Social Proof podcast. If you have not listened to Social Proof, I highly recommend it. Well, I was listening to this episode because it was a different format than how they normally share information. Instead of it just being an interview or the host and the co-host, they actually had a panel. And this particular panel was a panel of barber and beauty professionals, which has never happened. It's funny because it was stemming from a conversation about how barbers are charging too much money. We're not going to get into that because y'all know how I feel about pricing. Why I believe it's so interesting, why I want to talk about it today, is because they shared some very, very, like, I mean, like, I... Hey, you're listening to my podcast. I want you to go over and listen to that podcast, because that podcast was full of gems and information. But the two main things that I want to bring to you today that highlight why, again, retail is so important. One, they shared how beauty professionals can be successful right now. And they said that having one stream of income is too close to zero. Like, if that thing dries up or it's gone, then you're out here and you know you don't want to be out here. Okay, so having one stream of income is too close to zero, so highly recommending multiple streams of income. And when they started leaning into this conversation about multiple streams of income, and some of the owners started sharing how relying on staff is not advised, it's not recommended, because of the, we'll say, transient nature of salon staff. They highlighted stylists often want to be their own boss, so they don't want to work under anyone. How a lot of times staff will come into your space to learn the technical skills, learn, you know, how you operate and do business, how you've attracted clients, take some of your clients, and then open a salon suite right next door to you and, you know, do their own thing with everything that you And while prayerfully, thankfully, that has not been my entire experience, I will say that from my personal experience, having staff is, as a stream of income, is a stream of income or a level of responsibility in which you truly have no control, because they can get sick, they can call out, they can not show up, they can quit. And As much as you poured into them, or as much as you cultivated a space for them to grow and thrive, you have no control of it. You could be left holding the bag. And so the alternative during this conversation, and why we're here today, is that retail or e-commerce is a stream of income that you can build and control. You control what you sell, you control how much you promote it so that it generates sales. You promote how it looks and how it feels and how it operates and who it serves. Like, do you have a level of control that is not the same with having staff? So, when it comes to this era that we are in right now, this low-key a golden era, okay? It may not feel like it because a lot of discomfort, but I'm here to remind you that this is a golden era. This is a time of opportunity and prosperity and abundance. As long as your eyes are open, your mind is open, and you're willing to be a beginner. I believe that having retail, especially as a salon professional, is so very important because it adds a level of value to your service and it allows you to build a legacy. Your hands, your feet, your back, your neck. Okay, it can only take you so far. If you, God forbid, I'm not speaking this over your life at all. You was an accident. Did I ever tell you all the time I slammed my finger in the car door unintentionally? I'm getting my son out of the car. Think I had get my bags, the diaper bag, had all the stuff. I'm thinking my hands is out, cleared the door, slammed the door. My little finger got caught in the door. Of course it hurt. And you think, oh, you just your finger in the door, it's gonna be fine. Girl, I didn't go to the hospital to go get the little it was like a spot of blood, like a little black area in my nail. Apparently, you're supposed to go get that drained, like you're supposed to drill into it to let the pressure release. I didn't do that. I was like, oh, it just hurts a little bit, it'll be fine. No, it started festering, which I'll save you the horrible details. I ended up having to have surgery on my finger. They had to remove my nail. I was out of work for 6 weeks, unexpected, because I slammed my finger in the car door. I had e-commerce at the time, but I didn't take it seriously. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking I can just, pick up extra clients, go out market, share my cards, have some clients come in this week if I need to make some more cash. Well, if I don't have my hands, I can't work. And it was so sudden. I was assed out. Okay. During that time, I was like, okay, I need to take this online, this retail stuff serious, because while I can't put my hands in water and serve people because my finger is down, I can still package these orders. I can still get this done. And if you're telling yourself, okay, I hear you, Jocelyn, but I'm already behind the chair 6, 7 days. You're doing a lot, but that's a different conversation. I'm already behind the chair 6, 7 days, or I'm already, managing my salon and my staff. I really don't have the time to package orders. I hear you. And again, we're in this golden age where you can create your Shopify store. The whole operation of it is drop shipping, meaning your store is just the front to receive the orders, and then you can pass it on to another service or store to do the fulfillment, to package and ship the orders. Like, of course, you're going to have to share a percentage, but this is money, this is income, this is passive income that you can generate without having to lift a finger, pun intended. So I truly believe, and I'm gonna encourage, I'm gonna keep encouraging you, start that Shopify store. Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker, what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it. And honestly, I wasn't that great at it. But I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through 2 pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So, when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business. Retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode. And I'm also going to say that it's important, I believe it's so important for you to start it now. If you're listening real time to the end of 2025, best time to start. If you're listening a little bit later, second best time to start is now, okay? The reason for that is, of course, like anything, it takes time to build traction, momentum, get off the ground, really consistently generate sales and, you know, see what the process is, the protocol, you know, what works, what doesn't work. Long story short, you have to be a beginner. And what better time to be a beginner than now? Now, when you have the ability to use AI or other online resources that are freely at your fingertips, you know, TikTok, Instagram, like YouTube, there's so many resources out here for you to help you get started, get you through the process, and to help you evaluate your process, like help you evaluate what's working. When I started using ChatGPT to analyze my sales from the week and like the reporting, it blew my mind. There were so many things that I hadn't even considered, that I was missing, leaving money on the table, because I just didn't know. And I've had my Shopify store for 8 years. 8 years, and I'm still learning things. So now is the perfect time to be a beginner. Allow these early mistakes to happen and allow technology to help you reduce the time the time that it takes for you to think about what you're going to sell, who you're going to sell to, what descriptions you're going to write, like all of that stuff can be easily done, written, and within a week, you could have a fully fledged drop ship automated store set up with zero tech experience. Okay, you can do this. And just this week, I use AI to create professional photos for my product line. Like back in the day, I would have to, where I sit, I paid $800 to make every one of my products. So it also cost me, like, I want to say it was like $1,000 worth of product to make every single one of my products in all the sizes, ship it to a product photographer for those photos to come out horribly. Like, it was such a waste of time, money, and product. Like, I hated that experience. It left a sour taste in my mouth with product photographers. I just did what they couldn't do and what I paid them to not do for free. I use a free trial to create product imagery, beautiful product imagery in 5 minutes. In five, like, it blew my mind how quickly your ideas can come to life in this time. So now is the time to get started. Okay. It's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to not know. It's okay to try. It's okay to figure it out. Trust your ability to figure it out. You will find your way along the way in the chaos. You can do it. And the last thing I'll say and encourage you again with starting on Shopify. Shopify integrates with your social media platform. It allows you to create a website that just, it doesn't look like, it doesn't have to look like a store. Like, if you ever wanted a blog, you ever wanted an online portfolio, you can just create so much with your Shopify store and have it seamlessly integrate with your social media and allow you to, again, if you don't have the capacity to fulfill orders, go the drop shipping route. All right. That you can, it is just chef's kiss. All right. So I highly recommend it. And of course, I would like to share with you the affiliate link that I have with Shopify to give you the time you need to get started. All right. I want to say it is super low, if not free, price to get started. And because Shopify is like recurring, subscription, everything is a subscription now. Even that subscription plan is lowered with the affiliate link. So now that you're ready to go ahead and get started, make sure you check the show notes for that link. Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker, what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it. And honestly, I wasn't that great at it, but I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through two pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So, when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business. Retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode. All right, our industry is evolving. Our economy is evolving, technology is evolving, so much is evolving and shifting. It is important that your income streams, your mindsets, and your imagination evolve with the times. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this episode really brought you to a place of belief and faith, and encourage you to release and let go of fear. You have everything you need to take the leap into e-commerce, into having your retail store set up, into using technologies you may have never used before to help build a life that you've never had but desire. All right. I fully believe that you can do it and get it done. And if you have any questions, or if you just need that extra little nudge, definitely make sure you connect with me on LinkedIn. I will leave my profile link below. And as always, I encourage you to visit salonfrequency.com to join the vibe, our email newsletter that keeps the conversation going. Peace.